Z95.1. Hey, good morning. I'm Sherry Taylor, and in the studio, I'm so excited about the winter wander at the Boar's Head. Cannot wait for this. Kevin with the Boar's Head is here. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, Sherry. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I have been, our oldest son works at Boar's Head, and so I've been seeing little glimpses of the winter wander, and it's wonderful to see. Tell me about it. What can we expect at this wonderful event?
Well, you've gotten an incredible preview, and that's just the beginning. It's going to be a half a mile outdoor walking trail on the gravel path behind the main in there with 10 different scenes of lights. You're going to start by going through the ticketing area, and the first thing you're going to see is a 35-foot tall welcome tree dazzled in lights on the outside. You're going to walk through it, a whole different light show on the inside. It's the only one in the world. It's a prototype. It's the only tree like this in the world.
So I've never had a welcome tree before, and I'm so excited about that.
It's going to be incredible. Okay. You're going to see a 16-foot tall mama boar and her baby boars. The big oak tree in back is lit from top to bottom and is going to have a root structure on the ground that's going to be able to do a whole different dancing light show throughout it. Starry night sky, over 20,000 lights in just a small treed area that filled 7 city blocks in Philadelphia.
Whoa.
So it's intense there. A tunnel of lights, and then finale field, which will be a couple minute show, just showcasing on the hillside beneath the 600 and 700 rooms buildings there. It's going to be incredible.
Finale field.
Finale field.
I am so invested in this already. Now you're making me want to go even more. But lights this time of year are just wonderful anyway. And I think it just picks you up and it transports you into some place that you wish you could be. But you get to be there for that time at the Boar's Head. So this is the winter wander at Boar's Head. And so what do people need to know about coming to this event?
Absolutely. This is really an incredible event. And as you said, it's an experience. It's not just a light show. And what people need to know is it's outdoors, so dress for the weather. It's a gravel path, so if we've gotten a lot of rain, make sure you're wearing some good shoes.
Wear your boots.
Fresh gravel down there, but make sure you're ready for it. We will have food and age-appropriate drinks there as well. Santa is there through Christmas Eve.
I know him.
Exactly. The man himself. And Mrs. Claus will be making some appearances as well. And then we've got a market with about 12 local craft vendors that were showcasing some of their work. So you can do your shopping, you can see Santa, you can get some food, some drinks, a true light show experience.
Oh my goodness.
All in one night.
Wow. And so this starts on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yes, it does. Friday, November 26th.
Okay. And how long does this go?
It goes 41 select nights through Sunday, January 30th is the last night. So it's mainly weekends. And then that 2.5 week period around Christmas and New Year's there, it's every night.
Wow. Okay. So the winter wander at Boar's Head Resort. I am so excited about this, Kevin. Thank you so much. You've made me even more excited. So I've already gotten my tickets for Friday. So
awesome.
We're going to be there Friday. We might even go a little bit early if y'all will let me in.
I think we could arrange that for you.
And then I'll post pictures and all that good stuff so everybody can see.
Perfect.
All right, Kevin. Winter wander at Boar's Head starts Friday after Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.
Thank you.